Tonight, we venture into the shadowy depths of Aoki Gahara Forest, also known as the Sea of Trees, at the base of Mount Fuji. This enigmatic woodland is infamous for its association with legends, spirits, and unexplained mysteries. Join us as we tread carefully through the lore and reality, exploring the eerie silence and the secrets hidden beneath the twisted vines and dense foliage of Japan's most haunting forest. Welcome to Cryptic Dish, your new go-to spot for all things mysterious. I'm here to take you on an adventure into the unknown. From spooky unsolved crimes to mind-boggling historical puzzles. And trust me, you won't want to miss a moment. But before we dive in, here's a super quick favor to ask. Make those like and subscribe buttons your new best friends and give that notification bell a welcomed hug. It's your ticket to never missing out on any of our mysterious journeys. So are you ready to explore the cryptic and the curious? Let's get started. Aoki Gahara Forest, also known as the Sea of Trees, sits on the northwestern base of Mount Fuji, its dense foliage casting deep shadows and creating an atmosphere of haunting beauty and silence. This forest is not only a natural wonder, but also a place steeped in Japanese folklore and history, woven into the cultural tapestry of the nation. The forest's history is as dense and complex as its undergrowth. Aoki Gahara is often associated with ancient Japanese legends and is said to be inhabited by yuri, the spirits of the dead, according to local mythology. These tales have been passed down through generations, contributing to the forest's mystical aura. The area around Mount Fuji has long been considered sacred, and the Aoki Gahara itself is often thought to be a gateway between the earthly realm in the spiritual world. Aoki Gahara's cultural significance is further highlighted by its association with Ubasute, a dark and disputed legend where the elderly were allegedly abandoned in remote places like this forest during times of famine or drought. Whether fact or folklore, these stories contribute to the somber reputation of the forest, painting it as a place of sorrow and finality. The forest's unique geological features, including vast lava plateaus and intricate cave systems formed from Mount Fuji's volcanic activity, add to its enigmatic allure. The dense tree coverage and absence of wildlife create an eerily quiet environment, with the volcanic soil affecting compass readings and adding to the sense of disorientation and mystery for those who venture within. The interplay between the natural beauty of the Aoki Gahara and the supernatural beliefs surrounding it creates a space where myth and reality blur. Visitors often speak of a palpable sense of history and spirituality among the twisted trees and silent pathways. The forest embodies a paradoxical blend of serene beauty and haunting narratives, a place where the veil between the living and the dead feels thin. In exploring the mythical and historical significance of the Aoki Gahara Forest, one begins to understand why it captivates the imagination and holds a firm place in Japanese culture. Its ancient roots and the folklore that permeates its air make Aoki Gahara much more than just a forest. It's a symbol of nature's power, the depth of cultural memory, and the mysteries of the unseen. Aoki Gahara Forest, while rich in history and legend, has also become synonymous with modern-day tragedy, earning a somber reputation as a site of numerous suicides. This dark aspect of the forest story has given rise to new myths and global attention, intertwining the beauty of the landscape with narratives of despair. Over recent decades, Aokigahara has been labeled the suicide forest, with annual reports of individuals venturing into the depths, never to return. The reasons behind this tragic phenomenon are complex, rooted in personal, psychological, and societal factors. The forest's association with death and the afterlife in Japanese folklore possibly amplifies its allure for those contemplating their mortality. The forest's notoriety has been further fueled by media coverage and cinematic portrayals, often sensationalizing the suicides and contributing to the mythos surrounding Aokigahara. Documentaries and horror films alike depict the forest as a place of eerie calm and magnetic despair, drawing individuals to its silent embrace. Within the dense foliage and along the secluded paths, personal items and makeshift memorials can be found, poignant reminders of the lives lost. These items, ranging from photographs and letters to personal artifacts, tell silent stories of grief and solitude, adding a deeply human element to the forest's narrative. In response to the increasing suicide numbers, local authorities and volunteers have taken measures to prevent such tragedies. Signposts with messages of hope and helpline numbers dot the forest's entrances, aiming to offer solace and assistance to those in despair. Regular patrols and searches are conducted to aid lost or distressed visitors, reflecting a community's effort to reclaim the forest from its tragic reputation. The forest's infamy has attracted tourists and thrill seekers, drawn by curiosity and the macabre aspect of its fame. This influx raises ethical questions about the sensationalism of tragedy and the respect owed to a place marked by such profound sadness. In exploring the modern myths and the tragic tales of the Aokigahara Forest, we confront the intersection of natural beauty with human sorrow, and the transformation of a once revered woodland into a symbol of loneliness and despair. The forest's legacy, marked by both ancient lore and contemporary tragedy, challenges us to reflect on the nature of myth, memory, and the delicate balance between respecting tradition and addressing present realities. The allure of the Aokigahara Forest as a site of numerous suicide transcends its physical boundaries, prompting a deeper examination of the psychological and sociological factors at play. This segment delves into the complex interplay of cultural, societal, and individual elements that contribute to the forest's somber reputation. In Japanese culture, where societal harmony often takes precedence over individual expression, the pressures can be immense. Aokigahara has become a poignant symbol of the ultimate escape from these pressures, a place where the burden of existence can be laid down. The forest's historical and cultural significance, intertwined with the narratives of spirits and transitions, may influence the tragic allure it holds for some. The forest's reputation as a place of solitude and finality attracts those grappling with mental health issues, in particular depression and suicidal ideation. The dense, quiet expanse of the Aokigahara offers a stark contrast to the bustling, often isolating urban life in Japan's cities. This dichotomy between public facade and private despair is a critical aspect of understanding the psychological draw of the forest. The sensationalism surrounding Aokigahara in books, films, and online platforms has contributed to its mythos and arguably its attractiveness as a suicidal destination. This media portrayal often romanticizes or mystifies the act of suicide, potentially influencing vulnerable individuals seeking a sense of belonging or legacy within the forest's eerie tranquility. In response to the forest's reputation, local authorities, NGOs, and mental health professionals have initiated efforts to provide support and prevent suicides. Signage with messages of hope, hotlines, and regular patrols are all a part of these preventive measures. These interventions highlight the broader societal responsibility to address mental health stigma and provide support to those in need. The community around Aokigahara, including local residents and volunteers, plays a significant role in combating the forest's tragic allure. Their efforts to maintain the forest's dignity, respect for those who have died, and support for bereaved families underscore the human capacity for empathy and collective action in the face of tragedy. In examining the psychological and sociological perspectives surrounding Aokigahara Forest, it becomes clear that interweaving of cultural history, societal pressures, and individual struggles contributes to its complex and haunting narrative. Understanding these layers is crucial in demystifying the forest's allure and addressing the underlying issues that lead individuals to seek solace in its shadows. The narrative of Aokigahara Forest, steeped in both natural beauty and somber legend, raises critical questions about conservation, respect for sacred spaces, and the ethical implications of its infamy. This segment explores how the forest's legacy is managed and the impact of human curiosity on its ecological and spiritual integrity. Aokigahara, a forest rich in biodiversity and natural beauty, faces conservation challenges exacerbated by its reputation. The influx of visitors, drawn by fascination with the forest's darker lore, can strain the delicate ecological balance, potentially harming plant life and disturbing wildlife habitats. Efforts to preserve the forest's natural state must contend with the need to accommodate and educate tourists about the importance of conservation. The forest's historical and cultural significance demands a respectful approach to both its natural and mythological elements. For many, Aokigahara is a place of spiritual significance, intertwined with the stories of the supernatural and the afterlife, balancing the forest's allure as a tourist destination with the need to honor its sacred history is a complex ethical dilemma, requiring sensitivity and thoughtful management. Aokigahara's association with suicide has placed it on the map of dark tourism, where sites associated with death and tragedy become attractions. This trend raises ethical questions about the consumption of others' pain for entertainment or curiosity. Encouraging respectful visitation and educating tourists about the forest's history and the gravity of suicide can help mitigate the risks of sensationalism and exploitation. Educational initiatives are crucial in shifting the narrative from one of morbidity to one of understanding and respect. By informing visitors of Aokigahara's ecological importance, cultural history, and the serious issue of suicide, stakeholders can foster a more empathetic and responsible approach to tourism in the forest. The story of Aokigahara provides a poignant opportunity to promote mental health awareness and compassion. By addressing the underlying issues that lead individuals to the forest in despair, society can work towards reducing the stigma associated with mental health and offering support to those in need. In addressing the conservation and ethical considerations surrounding Aokigahara Forest, it becomes evident that the narrative is not just about preserving a natural landmark, but also about respecting its cultural and spiritual essence. The legacy of Aokigahara, intertwined with the beauty and tragedy, challenges us to approach with reverence, understanding, and a commitment to safeguarding both its physical and intangible heritage. Thank you for wandering with us through this hauntingly beautiful and solemn path of Aokigahara Forest on Cryptic Dish, as we've journeyed through the layers of legend, sorrow, and nature's quiet, we're reminded of the delicate balance between respecting history and preserving the sanctity of life and land. Stay reflective, honor the past, and join us next time as we continue to explore the intricate tapestry of the world's most intriguing mysteries. Don't let the journey end here. Follow our podcast to delve deeper into the enigmas that surround us. Available on your favorite platform. Together, we'll uncover the stories whispered by the shadows of history.